Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 190 of the Next Gen Radio Podcast. I am your host, Mike Ricolano, and I got to first start off by apologizing if the sound is a little off. I'm once again recording this from my cell phone. I'm using my earbuds and my cell phone. I haven't got a chance to record an episode in our studio at the gym with our professional microphones and our good setup. So hopefully the sound quality is okay and you could hear me clearly enough. But in today's episode, I'm going to talk about the 3 X factors for fat loss. Actually, it's the 3 fat loss X factors. I don't know which way I want to word that. Either way, you'll see it in the title, but it's 3 X factors for fat loss. And what brought me to this topic was I was at BJJ the other day, and after class, one of the guys grabbed me and asked me my advice because he wanted to start strength training again. He's been training at BJJ for years now, so his cardio, his conditioning is really good, but he wants to kind of take it to the next level and start strength training. He hasn't, even lifted a weight or stepped foot in the gym in 3 to 4 years, he said. And so he pulled me off to the side and asked me specifically if he should start taking creatine. My advice to him is, and to everybody, is yes, you should definitely be taking creatine. Creatine is an important supplement. Even if you don't have goals of strength training and putting muscle on, creatine does a whole lot of things. That's not what this episode is all about, but creatine does a lot of good things for you, your mental health and recovery wise. And there's a lot of things that creatine does that we can, we've definitely discussed in previous episodes, but I will go into a little bit more detail in another episode coming up as well, because it seems to be a topic that I get asked a lot on. But anyway, back to the point of this episode. So he asked me if you should start taking creatine again, and we got into the discussion of kind of the big rocks and the main factors of what really matters. And considering he's just starting strength training, creatine is great, but there's other things that he really should be focusing his time on and his energy on, and not necessarily worrying about the little things like taking creatine or like the add-ons like that. So that's what brought me to this topic today, which is the X factors of fat loss. Now, an X factor is a variable that will have the most significant impact on an outcome. All right, so going back to that story and my buddy asking me if he should start taking creatine, that probably will not have the most significant impact on the outcome that he's looking for. He's looking to get stronger, build muscle, and creatine will help that. But considering he hasn't lifted in 3-4 years, it's not going to be a main thing that he should be focusing on. So an X factor, like I said, is a variable that is the most that makes the most significant impact on an outcome. So in this episode, I will give you the 3 X factors for fat loss. Okay, now, number one, the first X factor for fat loss is to strength train 3 to 4 days per week. Now, why is this an X factor for fat loss? It might sound a little strange. We're talking about fat loss. Probably a lot of people probably think about, doing extra cardio or trying to, get out and burning, more calories by going for a long run or focusing on that side of things. When in reality, strength training is the most important type of training you can do to burn fat. Because when you strength train, you build that fat burning engine inside of you. You build muscle when lean muscle is metabolically driven. So that means that the more lean muscle you have on your body, the faster metabolism is going to be burning, which means that you are going to be burning fat more than likely. Because obviously the faster metabolism goes, then the more fat you'll be burning, the more calories you're burning on a regular basis. And you will be leaning down, toning up, and burning fat. So the number one first X factor of fat loss is to strength train 3 to 4 days a week and build that fat burning engine. The second X factor for fat loss is to eat minimally processed whole foods while in a caloric deficit. All right, so no matter, you know, the whole saying that you can't outwork a bad diet, well, it is very true. So if no matter what you do, if you're in a caloric surplus, meaning you are eating more food than what you actually burn, then you will never burn fat. You will never lose weight. You will never burn fat. All right. Now, taking that a step further, we want to focus on whole foods, on foods that come from the ground, that come from this earth, you know, that are grown here, that are born here, you know, animal products, you know, products and food that have single ingredients on their list, right? It's a single ingredient food. So like an apple is an apple. It doesn't have a lot of other stuff or any other stuff in it. You know, a piece of steak is a piece of steak. It doesn't have all preservatives in it. It doesn't have processed stuff in it. You know, so you want to focus on single ingredient food, eggs, meat, fish, vegetables, you know, foods that are not produced in a lab, that are not, you know, man-made and processed. Now, why is that? Because processed foods contain low to no nutritional value, usually, for the most part. So that's why you can sit there and end up eating an entire bag of potato chips, because there is no nutritional value to it, and the saltiness of it and the fattiness of it, you know, makes you crave more when you're not getting any nutritional value out of it. And I dare you to try to sit down and eat like 15 raw potatoes, right? You can't do it. Your body will not let you do it. But that's probably the amount of potatoes that are found in a bag of potato chips. All right, so stay away from processed foods that have little to no nutritional value. Eat whole foods, foods that are grown, that are you know, born and raised on this planet. You know, single ingredient foods, and you got to make sure that you're eating a caloric deficit, or else you will never burn fat. Now, how much of a caloric deficit? You don't want to be too much. You know, you don't want to be starving yourself. You know, a slight deficit is good. Everybody's a little bit different, probably anywhere between 100 to 300 calorie deficit. So you do have to be aware of how much you're eating. Your portion sizes matter a lot. But if you're eating whole foods, that is less important. I don't want to contradict myself, all right? But if you're eating whole, real foods, then you're getting nutritional value, and that is a less of a factor, but you still need to be in a slight caloric deficit if you want to be burning fat and losing weight. And the number three, the third X factor for fat loss, is stress and sleep management. You want to make sure that you are not constantly in a stressed state or in a underslept state. What this does to you is it raises your cortisol levels, which is a hormone that leads to storing excess body fat. All right, cortisol, we all know cortisol as being like the stress hormone, right? When we're stressed, cortisol is raised. For, you know, women, if you're at certain, you know, periods of your menstrual cycle, cortisol is raised, which makes it harder for you to burn fat during those times. And so, you know, controlling our stress, trying to do things such as meditating, such as, you know, breathing, such as trying to keep a good perspective on life and being a genuinely positive person, makes a big difference when it comes to fat loss. So managing your stress is super important, and making sure you're getting between 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. If you're not doing that, then your hormones, not only just cortisol, but the rest of your hormones will be out of balance. You will not be able to burn fat. You will end up storing fat. You will end up losing muscle. And no matter how hard you work in the gym, no matter how well you eat, you will always be running an uphill battle. So you want to make sure that you're managing your stress and getting enough sleep. So those are the three fat loss X factors that if you lock those three in, then you can start considering all the other things that come into play, like taking supplements, like changing your workouts up, like, you know, fasted, you know, low intensity, steady state cardio, which is a big thing right now. You know, all these things, all these other things, they can make a difference and they can matter, but they will not matter at all if you do not lock in these 3X factors. So once again, just to recap, the 3X factors of fat loss are strength training 3 to 4 days a week, resistance training, lifting weights, all right, getting stronger, building lean muscle, firing up that fat burning engine inside of you, eating minimally processed whole foods while in a caloric deficit, making sure you're getting good nutritional value out of the foods that you're eating, making sure you're eating less than what you're burning, not tremendously, but a slight deficit every day, right? You don't want to be storing anything. If you got to think of food as energy, calories are just a measure of energy that is in food. So if you take in more energy than what you expel every day, you're going to end up storing and holding onto that energy. And stress and sleep management to keep your hormones in check, to make sure that you're in a good, clear mental state where you have the energy to work out, you have the focus to eat right, and your hormones and everything inside of you are balanced, and you are not putting yourself in a position where you're out of whack and you're fighting against yourself. So I hope these three help. If you are somebody who is struggling with getting results, especially with fat loss, make sure you focus on these three first. These are the 3X factors. And again, remember, an X factor is a variable that will have the most significant impact on the outcome. These will have the most significant impact on the outcome of fat loss. And if you're not doing these three, or if you're not doing one of these three, or if you are lacking in one of these three, that is probably why you are getting lackluster results. So if you can, if you need any more help from us, we are currently offering a free 60-minute fitness consultation with a professional coach here at Next Generation Training Center. So if you are not a member or not currently a member and you're looking to become one, or you're looking for our help, go to the show notes and click the link, put your information in. The link will be contact us. Contact us at that link, put your information in, and we will be in touch ASAP to schedule that free 60-minute fitness consultation. In that 60-minute consultation, that free fitness consultation, we'll sit down and we'll talk about your health history, your goals, your plans for the future, what your life looks like right now, and we will help sculpt the plan to put in place for you to help you reach your goals. That includes a diet plan, nutrition plan, exercise plan, stress management plan if you need that, hitting all these X factors and then some. So again, if you are not a member of Next Generation Training Center and you're looking for some help with your fat loss, with your fitness, with your health, go to the show notes, click contact us, and we will be in touch very shortly to set up that free 60-minute fitness consultation. I'll give you a little insight or two. If you do come in for that free 60-minute fitness consultation, we will offer you a 50% off your first month of personal training, which is a crazy great deal. So that is just a little inside information, not something that we're really advertising, but because, you know, it's my gym and I'm the boss, I could break the rules a little bit. So make sure you go to the show notes again, click contact us, fill out your information, and we will be in touch shortly to get you set up for that free 60-minute fitness consultation. And that is it for now. We appreciate you. I appreciate you. And hopefully one of these days I'll be back in the Next Gen studio to get you a clear, quality, professionally sounding podcast again. But I hope that the content and the information is good enough to help you overlook my lack of professionalism and just recording this with my earbuds on my iPhone. So thank you all for listening. If you could do us a favor and please like and subscribe, leave us a 5-star review. We would greatly appreciate that. It will do us a big favor and help us grow our audience. And then until the next episode, which will be released on Friday, thank you for listening and be well.